It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
I Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and Friends, and got another friend from the community in. I'm glad to have her in. It's Lamie Chabelle of Brighter Tomorrow Foundation in Texarkana. Good to have you in. Before we get into what all you guys do, you told me that Brighter Tomorrow Foundation has been around since 14?
That's amazing. Thank you for what you guys do.
That's already 6 years already. How long have you been involved?
I've been involved since November of last year.
Okay, first off, talk about the food distribution at the Liberty Isle Middle School last week. Talk about the that part of it.
Well, we actually started the program at another location, mm-hmm. and then we reached out to, we had a meeting with Matt Fry and Mr. Thompson.
Okay. I know Matt.
Yes, uh-huh. And so we kind of, linked up with Liberty Isle, mm-hmm. which is an area the founder is from, and they gave us access to the school, and we already had the program going, but this widened the areas where we could reach, and they made it available. They were already doing their drive-through lunch,
right?
So they let us do the drive-through food pantry.
I like that.
So you got, how much did you get from Harvest Texarkana last week?
25,000 pounds, and that's if I'm correct. They made two deliveries. We were the first group to receive two deliveries in one day, and we gave out all of it.
Wow.
That's amazing. Thank you.
You're going to do it again this Friday at the same place, Liberty Island.
Friday. Volunteers are welcome to show up at 6:30 a.m.
All right.
And then the pantry, the drive-through pantry, will start at 10.
All right. Fantastic. And so anybody, if you're out there and you're in need and you're hungry and you've got kids that you need to feed, don't feel bad about coming to do this, because everybody needs a hand up sometimes.
Yes. Right. There's no angst in any of this.
Not at all. This is to help everyone. It's for everyone. We're here to help and make life a little easier as far as that goes. Because if you've been in the stores, grocery prices are rising.
Yes, they are.
So we're just there to help be a cushion for those of us that are on fixed incomes, single parents.
Lost your job, so now you're on unemployment.
So whoever needs help, just all you have to do is show up.
Fill out the form.
Be patient.
Yes.
Be patient.
And just
enjoy.
Enjoy, basically.
It's not always this case, but a lot of times it's the end of the month that gets a lot of people. Gets me. Because your money's running out.
I'm still hungry.
And you still got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days left in the month. You're going, oh my goodness, what am I going to do?
Right.
And this COVID thing has made it 10 times worse with cutting back people and laying them off and cutting their hours. And it's just a mess. But you guys, other than just having the, where they drive through, you've got other things that you do where you deliver and other.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. That's on Mondays. That's on first, third, and fifth Mondays, unless otherwise directed by the director.
Right.
But we do a mobile delivery for elderlies, veterans, and disabled, mm-hmm. and the homeless as well. That's, like I said, every first and third Monday at 907 South Lake Drive. At the moment, I don't think we're taking any new people. That's just at this moment. Because right now we have 160-plus individuals to deliver to right now.
Right.
Wow. So, yeah, y'all are busy.
Thank you for filling that gap.
The Best of Most Country, 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. And John, Anna, and Friends. And Lamie Chabelle from Brighter Tomorrow Foundation in Texarkana. But we were talking about the fact that you are helping out so many people right now that you could use all the volunteer help you could get.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about people trying to come in and help you. What would they need to do?
Just show up, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Our founder, he's there on site. And it's just like I did on my first day. I just fell in where I was needed.
Right.
So what we're doing, we're unloading pallets of food and placing them in individual boxes. And this last time, Harvest Food went as far, which was so great. They already had the boxes started. So you already had vegetables and bags of fruit in the box. So then all we had to do was go back and we had pallets of strawberries, we had potatoes, we had onions. So we had to go in and, kind of break the box in half.
Even it up. Or,
And then everyone got potatoes, onions, strawberries, milk, juice, zucchini, squash, celery, apples, oranges, bread. We had a lot.
You sound like you covered all the food groups.
Yes, and that's basically what we try to do, make sure that everyone gets what they need as far as, the healthy supplement of
Because at the end of the month, I often avoid produce section because that's not the part that I can afford. So this is just a really, really good supplement to ensure that we've got good nutrition.
Well, the sad story right now is with the prices going up due to...
I keep avoiding.
All this COVID stuff. It's kind of like produce department, the meat department, this department. They're all high. Everything's higher than it was before, especially meat. Once again, tell us the Facebook page.
It's the Brighter Tomorrow Foundation.
All right.
Okay.
Go there if you either want to find out more about it, find out how you can volunteer, find out how you can help out donation-wise,
right.
Because the more donations they get, the more food they can purchase, the more people they can help, the more people they can feed. Anything else that we didn't touch on that you want to touch on?
June 8th will be our mobile delivery, which will be at 907 South Lake Drive. That's the building where we do our mobile delivery. That's our next date on that.
Okay.
All right, so that's the next thing after, of course, the drive-by or drive-through at Liberty Island Middle School this Friday. What you're doing is great. Basically, what you're doing, how you can show love to your fellow neighbor and fellow citizen. And there's plenty of good things going on around town, organizations like yours that are helping, that are positive.
Yes.
And I'd say focus on the positive and less on the negative.
Of course. If we would stop trying to put a face to things, I think we would be a whole lot better.
Absolutely.
You nailed that one.
Thank you so much for coming in and continue the great efforts, and we'll try to publicize it and help you out as much as we can.
We sure will.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.